Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we do discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be having a special guest, Brother Israel the Poet. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. That's Conversations with the Queen, everything spelled correctly, .blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archive at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our fan page and our group on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. For all my queens out there while y'all are on the net, check out our newest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and classroom, the women. It's time to bring back greatness by uplifting the queens. So that is, again, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. And this month's yoga pose is actually the hero pose. And this pose is when you are kneeling down on the floor and your feet in back of you, and you place your hands in front of you on your thighs. And this is great for stretching out the lower muscles of your hips, your thighs, and your knees. It's just great for that flexibility in that area, also for the virility in that area. It's a wonderful pose to add to your yoga sequence and your little yoga regimen. So that's the monthly yoga pose. I hope you guys are practicing your yoga, because I love to practice mine and I enjoy it, and I am seeing the benefits. So to get into our weekly affirmation, I thought it would be appropriate to do an affirmation entitled A Creative Affirmation, just an affirmation to bring out creativity. And here it goes. Today I pray for the gift of creation, to go within myself and pull from the depths of my soul words that reflect divine message, to capture ancestral love and memory with my artistic expression. May my words be purposeful and full of great wisdom. May my mind be open so that when I speak, I will listen. For all the blessings of insight that I have been given, I give thanks. Ashe. And I'll post that on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, and you can catch it on there if you want see it written out, or, you know, use it yourself. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Brother Israel on the line. Brother Israel, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Hello?
Peace. We hear you. And, you know, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, your very busy schedule, to do this show with me. You know, it's been long awaited. I've been wanting to have you on for a while. So, you know, when the time is right, it will happen.
Yes, I'm here. Let's get down to it.
Okay. Exactly. So, you know, what I do normally on my show is, during the first half hour, for all listeners that are listening in, I go through what we go through. So we're going to hit on some topics. I'm going to interview the brother. We're going to go through some questions and get some information. And then during the last half hour of the show, we will have the call-in portion where you can call in with your questions and comments. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you'll be able to call in and let your voice be heard. So let's just jump right into it. So who is Israel the poet?
Who is Israel the poet? Truthfully, I'm on a journey of discovering who this person is. Right now, he's a fireball, learning how to control the energy that he was given. But if I were to answer that question simply, Israel the poet is just a vessel. I was given a gift to speak and put words together via poetry. And that's basically what I am. I'm just a vessel for people who can't speak. I'm their voice, and that's what I take pride in. That's who I believe Israel the poet is, someone who just speaks for people whose voice isn't heard.
Mm, that's profound. I like that. I like that. So why did you choose poetry as a means to express yourself?
Everyone used to rap, especially where I'm from. Everybody raps. Like, I used to rap. But I wanted to step outside the box and do something different. I didn't want to be in that bracket that everyone else is in. So poetry was the next thing, and it's just release, it's therapy. Even if I'm not on the microphone, me just writing, it makes me feel alive, and it makes me feel better at the end of the day. When I have a lot on my mind, just writing a poem or two a day helps me stay balanced. That's why I chose poetry and also writing over the other art forms that's out there and available.
Yes, I do agree with you, Kiz, and I often encourage my listeners to express themselves as a means of healing, as a means of therapy, because self-expression is one of the key ways for you to maintain a balance within your spirit and within your mind. And so, you know, whether it be a joyous expression, whether it be a sad expression or a sorrowful expression or a mad or angry expression, whatever expression it is, it's just helpful to the soul to express how you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're dealing with. So I always encourage my listeners to use that as a vehicle for them to get some type of healing. So that's wonderful that you mentioned that. So who are some of your influences? Like, who influenced you to definitely get into the spoken word arena?
Directly, I would say in the city of Charlotte, poetry is the big thing. It's artists such as Navi, of course, my brother Navi, who I do the CDs with, Blues. He's a two-time Emmy Award-winning poet. C.P. Mays, J.C., a lot of the local artists. Also, I would say distantly, artists such as Sonny Patterson and Amir Suleiman and artists on that level like that, Def Jam poets that are doing their thing, but they're also conscious poets and conscious artists. So I would definitely say those two. B. Young, he's another poet from this generation. He's a young fireball. Also another poet by the name of G. And even on a wide-scale level, I know some people would debate me on this, but Wale and artists like that, because I do have a love for hip-hop, so artists such as that, Wale and other artists who just changing the game and diverse with their craft are definitely some big influences.
Of course, definitely. I mean, hip-hop is an art form. It does have a poetic aspect to it, so it definitely is a form of poetry. And so, you know, we can't exclude that from influences. It goes both ways. Spoken word has influenced hip-hop, and hip-hop has influenced spoken word. So it goes both ways. So what are your passions? What are the things that drive you?
Things that drive me are definitely my family. First and foremost, but before that, the Most High, of course, and the ancestors, directly my grandmother who passed. She's a definite driving force in my life, and also just our people and the things we go through. Nothing too deep or special, you know, just trying to be free. That's what drives me. And growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina, the homeless rate is very high. Grew up and lost a lot of friends that I went to school with and things like that. Just using those normal things to switch the energy and direct the energy into a more positive journey. Those are definitely things that drive me. But also the biggest thing that drives me, I would say, is my mother. Of course, my goddess who birthed me into this world. She drives me because she is just a strong woman in my life. And I wouldn't trade her for the world. I appreciate her so much. So when I feel tired, when I feel stressed out by life, period, I just think of her and her endurance birthing four children and raising four boys. When I think of her, that's what drives me most of all, my mother.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So it's kind of easy to see that some of your passions, and one of your passions is the Black woman, melanated woman herself. So that's a great segue to get into the Queendom. And for those who don't know, this is the brother who is the founder of this organization, which I constantly, you know, advertise and big up every week, and help also co-author the blog with. And, you know, so just let the people know what the Queendom is. What is the vision that you have for this organization? What do you see in its future?
The Queendom. The idea was started by Navi. You'll hear me say his name a lot. That's my brother who we did the CD with. The idea was created by him. And we just came together and basically united and put our energies and efforts behind the idea of the Queendom. The idea was to basically simply uplift the Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe once we uplift the Black woman, she'll teach her seed,
mm-hmm.
and that seed will grow up and teach his or her seed, and it'll be a snowball effect. So
okay.
The foundation of humanity and the foundation of civilization is the woman, and the original woman was the Black woman. So we direct our energies into feeding her through mental, physical, spiritual, by our words and other artistic abilities that other people in the organization has, but the organization itself is dedicated solely to educating and uplifting and healing her through various art forms. And the blog is definitely a blessing that you and me are working with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply just featuring queens who are doing something in society, in their communities. Because you don't see that on mainstream media or things like that, especially in this masculine society. They try to cover the feminine aspect, but you can't have one without the other. So we're just focusing on that, the balance aspect that the queens bring. And sooner or later, I'm going to step back and just be a supporter of the movement and let you and other queens take charge of it, because once those who are still unconscious see y'all doing y'all thing, I believe that the movement will grow and expand more so than it is right now. It's a blessing right now. We went on the Queendom Poetry Tour, and we traveled in different cities in the South, bringing that the movement to different cities. And then once we got off the Queendom Tour, we came out with the Queendom Volume 2, which is the newest poetry CD we came out with. So with the poetry, we're very active. And then recently, you and I just came out with the Queendom Post, which is just different avenues of getting that information out there to re-educate the queens. So that's the mission right now, is to pull them in, re-educate, and get them active with the new mindset of the Queendom.
Definitely. And so that's just a great movement that, you know, people should definitely get behind, get into uplifting the queens. Definitely something that needs to be done. There's a lot of degrading of Black women, especially on different levels. And there's a loss of true femininity. You have a lot of females running around, but you don't have a lot of true women running, you know, really in the community and the foundation of doing what we have to do. So it's definitely a key thing to restore what it means to be a queen, what it means to be a woman, what it means to be an empress. So I feel like this movement is something that's necessary, it's something that's needed, it's something that I have, you know, I've had my own thoughts and aspirations of how can I help my fellow sister and myself, of course, being a woman, because when I came into consciousness and self-awareness, I looked up to a lot of male figures because that's what was around me influencing my my consciousness, but they couldn't tell me how to walk and step as a queen. And so it was very hard to actually find elders, sisters who knew, who had their right mind intact and who actually had consciousness, who I could look up to in that way and just like kind of guide me in that direction. And recently I've come into contact with elder women who have helped me and influenced me in positive ways. But you know, a lot of the groundwork I've done has been introspective. It's been going inside myself. It's been observing what needs to be done from a psychological, from an emotional level, and not just me as a woman, but just me as an entity, me as a being. So, you know, that's what this show's about. That's what anything I'm supporting is about the evolution of a people. But it's definitely, definitely a key thing that we focus on the feminine. So, you know, that movement is something you want to check out. And if you're interested in knowing more about it and knowing about the blog that me and the brother were talking about, that's the Queendom Poets. The spelled correctly, T-H-E, Queendom, Q-U-E-E-N-D-O-M. Post, post.blogspot.com, and you can check that out. We have a couple profiles. Actually, I'll be posting another article up pretty soon. And, you know, it's just uplifting different various women who are doing work in the community. As of right now, we have a part dedicated to the show, you know, so you can come and check out the show. You can check out what other queens are doing on there. And just, you know, it's going to grow. We're going to definitely get bigger and get stronger as we go. But it's you know, it's rolling. It's doing its thing right now. So I'm grateful to be working with a brother such as yourself, Israel.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other, like, projects that you're currently working on right now?
It's a few of them, actually. The Ugandan Children Project, which caused a lot of controversy because of the Coney 2012 Stop Coney Invisible Children side, but we're not a part of that. We're definitely into the humanitarian work of not just African people, but people everywhere globally. But we definitely are connected to organization to help Ugandan children directly, not through Invisible Children. Also, I did a little bit of work with Occupy Charlotte when that movement was going on. We're working on my solo project, which will be coming out very soon. Hopefully next time I get on this show, I'll release some more information on it, but it will be one that will be set apart from every other project that I've came out with. Also, just the Queendom Post, and I aspire to have my book out by the end of this summer, and I know I will, so very active, working definitely hard, just trying to stay active and stay evolving as an artist and as a personal creature. So that's everything that I'm doing right now. All the information and everything is on Facebook pages and Twitter and blogs and everything like that. So I'm definitely moving with various projects, trying to get them off the ground and get them moving.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds great. Is there any albums that you have out, spoken word albums that you have out that you like to let the people know about?
Yes. My first solo project, Fist and Roses, Love's Revolution, that's available. And it's 12 tracks, poems along with songs. And they're basically love poems and revolutionary poems put together. The whole idea behind Fist and Roses, Love's Revolution, is simply waging war for love. And that's what I feel this world needs, is love. And I feel like if there would be war, that should be the meaning behind the war, to bring peace and love to humanity. So that's one. Then, like we've been talking about, the Queendom is available, and that's a collaboration of various poets around the country that helped me and Navi bring that together. That's 20 tracks, dedicated poems, all dedicated to the original woman, and that's available. And also the newest one that came out this past quote unquote Valentine's Day, or that whole season of love, is CCO, Chocolate Covered Orgasms. And the meaning behind that topic, or that title, is to bring love back. Chocolate is the best thing you could ever taste, and an orgasm is the best thing you could ever feel. And you put that together, and that's what black love is. So that was the whole message behind that. And that's 22 tracks, all sensual poems dedicated to love and healing through sexual energy and love energy and things of that nature. So as you can see, all my projects are positive and uplifting. And if you're not in Charlotte, you can purchase all of those, or you can listen to all of those on my Reverb Nation page, www.reverbnation.com/IZRealThePoet, is Real the Poet. And all those are available on the Reverb Nation page. So those are the three projects that are available right now.
All right. And that sounds wonderful. We do have 30 minutes left on the live stream, and I'd like to encourage all my listeners who are in the chat room or listening through the live stream, or even on the lines, I'd like to encourage you to call in with your comments and questions. The call in number is 917-932-8881, and all you have to do is press 1 once you are on the switchboard. I think we should take a little moment, take a little break, and actually play some of the brother's tracks, because he is a wonderful artist, and I want you to experience some of his wonderful art right now, and I think that's the best way to advertise you. So,
okay,
without
let's do it.
Any, huh?
I said, let's do it.
All right. Without any further ado, I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks, Shia Line.
Chocolate. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. Compliment me from your toes, your hips, even to your chapped lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing, just wanted to make you smile. So that's what aligns the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, but I'll better me, cause you're worth it. And we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens. So here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. Baby, you were created unique, just for me. So maybe, maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got chocolate-covered orgasms. And baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity. For your curves, baby, are never ending.
You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak. For I never knew that beauty had a voice, and without a choice, I began to learn to yearn your language because your poetry. Baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you. Baby, you are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words. You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul, and I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again before time began. It was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your son, and when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate-covered orgasm.
Yes, yes, that was Israel, the poet, with She Aligns. And what album was that off of again?
That's actually off of Chocolate Covered Orgasms, the newest one that we just came out with.
That's dopeness. Actually, I got a big up for that, playing that track last week, and brother was like, that's dope. I really like that. So, that's one
you.
Of my favorite tracks as well. And so, like he said, if you want to go check that album out, any of his other work out, definitely check out his Reverb Nation page, and give that out one more time.
www.reverbnation.com/IsrealThePoet. And the way you spell Israel the Poet is simply I-Z Real the Poet. So it's Israel the Poet, I-Z Real the Poet.
Definitely. So, get at that. I mean, I love that track. I don't really need to elaborate on it. It speaks for itself. So, pretty much, I wrapped up a lot of the questions I had to ask you, and I would like to open up the floor for the callers and the listeners to call in. Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. And we have about 27 minutes left on the live stream. how can anybody get in contact with you that would like to reach you as far as booking you for anything or just wanting to reach out and get in touch with you?
For booking, you can email IsrealThePoet@yahoo.com. Again, that's IsrealThePoet@yahoo.com. Also, I'm on social networking. I'm on Twitter. You can follow @IsrealThePoet. Facebook, my direct link on Facebook is www.facebook.com/IsrealThePoet. www.facebook.com/IsrealThePoet. Also the Queendom Post, or they can just get in contact with you. You're my partner. We work hand in hand. So, but I'm very active on social networks. That's the best way I connect with people who support the movement of the Queendom and support Israel the Poet. All my new poems and new tracks and stuff are on the Reverb Nation page. If you would also like live interviews and live performances, YouTube.com/IsrealThePoet. That's my channel. And you can see live interviews, performances, and everything of that nature. So those are my links to get in contact with me.
Definitely sounds great. Sounds wonderful. I'd like to speak a little bit more on our Help the Ugandan People little project that we've put together. And
yeah,
I'd like for you to a little bit more elaborate on that, because there is so much controversy behind the whole thing, dealing with a lot of the politics behind it and all these different types of things. I'd like for this to be a platform for us to clarify and specify what we mean by when we say we want to supply the Ugandan people with aid and help and humanitarian effort.
Yes. Basically, like you said, we're helping the Ugandan children. I don't know how simply we could say that. I know a lot of people had issues with Invisible Children, which is the organization that came out with the big YouTube video, and they were on CNN, and they just really started this big Stop Cloning movement. We're not a part of that. Personally, I feel like they have another agenda, but the reason why I chose directly to help Ugandan children is because I have a passion for the youth and a passion for the babies and the children, and that's why I... Hello?
Yes, you're still on.
Four.
And that's why I chose directly to help them, because I have a niece and a newborn nephew, and I have a lot of cousins who are young. And when I look at them, it can simply, with one situation that happens in America, it can simply be them that, you know, that can be in that situation. Just because it's overseas don't mean it can't happen here. One good example of that is the Katrina victims. Those babies were floating in water and getting ate by alligators when levees broke. Like, a lot of people saying, well, where was the help 20-something years ago? Yes, I admit, this was my first time hearing about it. But that gives me no excuse, because I'm late, not to rush to the aid of humanity. My prophet told us to uplift fallen humanity. That don't just mean Moors. That mean humanity as a whole. If China had a crisis and Chinese children needed my help, I would rush to their aid, as well as African children, American children. You know, you just got to have an open mind and open heart to humanity, period. Yes, it's a lot of negativity going on and a lot of uncovered things going on with that whole Ugandan Stop Cloning movement. But my view is not towards Cloning. From what I understand, he's old, he's in hiding. I could care less if they find him or not. I pray that justice will be handed to him, universally, spiritually, or naturally by the law. But my efforts is towards those babies who are still dealing with the psyche of having to kill their parents. The young boys were forced to rape their little sisters. Just sick things were going on. And that's what grabbed my heart. And it's just not Ugandan children that we're going to be aiding. I'm very active in the city of Charlotte with what's going on with what was shocking in the city of Charlotte is the homeless rate. And it's not just older people, but the biggest homeless rate is mothers and their children. Mm-hmm. And I work hand-in-hand with the city of Charlotte, and when we go to volunteer at the women's shelter, babies are there with their mothers.
Yeah.
And then after a day or two, the shelter either has to find them a new shelter to go to, or they have to release them back to the street. Because of the amount of homeless people there. They try to accommodate everyone. So I don't want people to get it twisted. We're not just doing this because of a trend or a fad. Our organization is very active with social issues, global issues. When Troy Davis was fighting for his life, we were active with that. So we're just not doing things because of trends or because everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and certain things. But we do have a heart to uplift humanity, and that's what we're doing. So I hope that cleared up a lot of the confusion. If you go through us to donate money, please don't think that you're donating it to European organizations that are infiltrating Africa, because that's basically what's going on. But when you donate money through the Queendom, it's going directly to African people who are in need. And the biggest thing that they need for the babies, the from what they told me, they're struggling with hygiene products for the children, especially the young girls. So, and it's causing a lot of other issues. So our money's going directly to those efforts. So I hope that cleared up a lot of the confusion that's going on.
Yes. And the name of the organization that the Queendom is giving to is the Good Neighborhood Samaritan, which helps international refugees. So you can Google them. You can research them more if you would like to do your own independent research, because that's encouraged. I understand it. I understand where people feel like they're frustrated with giving and giving and giving and not seeing the results of their donations. And I feel like that happened in Haiti. That happened in Hurricane Katrina. That happened even in the tsunami in Japan. You know, we see all these tragedies and these natural disasters occur and these tragedies internationally occur, and we don't see the money that we're putting forth, the efforts that we're putting forth and donating being, we're not seeing the results of those things. So it's very important that we are choosy and we are very, very knowledgeable about what we're giving to and who we're giving our money to. So one of the things that doesn't have to be of concern when you're giving through the Queendom is that very problem. We are thorough. We're going to research who we're giving our money to. We're going to research their activity within the communities and their fundamental groundwork. So, and you can do so as well. So we're very open about that. And again, the name of the organization we're giving to is the Good Neighborhood Samaritan. So, you know, that's something that needs to be put out there as well, clarified and brought up. And the way that you can give is by going on the queendompost.blogspot.com, which I'll post that link in the chat as well. And you can just hit the donation button, and that'll directly go towards that. So I hope that clarifies any other questions anybody had on the whole point. And that just, you know, encourage you or gives you just a little lift in your heart to want to help uplift humanity, like the brother said. And I did post the poem you did, Ghost Babies, in the chat room as well. That's available on my YouTube and on the brother's YouTube. My YouTube is youtube.com/TaeQueen0611. And you can go through there, or you can holler at the brother's YouTube page, and that's youtube.com/Israel, as he spells it, I-Z, Real, the poet. And you can go on there and listen to that poem. It's a wonderful poem. Put the track behind it. Proud of myself. I was like, what? It took forever. Like, I was like, literally, because it took forever. So I hope that wraps that up. I hope that answers anybody's questions as far as that. But if you do have any questions or comment on that subject or any of the other subjects we've been dealing with throughout the show, we are live on Conversations with the Queen with Brother Israel, the poet. And if you have any questions or comments, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And all you have to do is press 1. On the queue, and that'll raise your hand so I know that you're ready to give us your question or your comment or just your add-ins. So is there anything else you would like to discuss or cover that we haven't already covered, brother?
I want to cover just real fast the aspect of supporting things like this. That's one issue that we're very, very focused on raising awareness on. I think one billionaire said, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, open a business in a black neighborhood. And that's why we see all the Chinese restaurants in our neighborhood and the corner stores in our neighborhood that the Indians own, things like that, because our people struggle financially because we don't put money back into our own people and invest back into our own people. So things such as Conversations with the Queen. You'll be surprised what 50 cents a day can do of donating, or a dollar a day. That's four quarters a day. I know, personally, I hate change, so when I get change back from buying something, I throw it away or spend it. You know what I'm saying? Just throw it away. But I'm starting to be wise now with sowing and reaping, just little change that's hanging around. Donate that, because people like Tay Queen and people like I, who are really active and who are sincere about this work, we can't do it without our people, and we will be ignorant to try. So I sincerely ask that you look within yourself and self-evaluate yourself and see where your finances are going, and see if it's wise to donate and focus your efforts into people who are really active trying to make change globally and locally. Because that's a big issue. You have a lot of powerful people, but you won't hear them mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the system that we work in. You will not hear truth mainstream. So we have to go through other avenues to get our voice heard. And we need support. And we need the support of our people to stick behind us and keep pushing us, and keep promoting us and blasting us out there to get more exposure. So I just pray that people start actually supporting their people and supporting positive people, because we sincerely need that. We need that support.
Exactly. And there are 13 minutes left on the live stream for all my listeners, so if you would like to continue to listen in, like I said, add in your questions or comments, please do so by calling in to 917-932-8881. If you're already on the queue, just raise your hand. And you can add in your voice to the conversation. But building on what she was just talking about, it's important, and I don't want to feel like I'm preaching to anybody, because that's not what my show is about. My show is giving regardless. I'm here every Monday night at 9 p.m. every week, giving the information, whether it's 60 callers or whether it's one caller. I'm doing the work. I'm just going in, doing what needs to be done. And I'm putting this information not for myself, because I know this information. You understand what I'm saying? I know the people. I know personally almost every caller, every guest that I've ever had on the show. I know these people personally. So the information that I'm putting forth is not for my personal benefit. It's for the benefit of others who need this information, who need the certain venues and avenues. And I feel like our people are people who are willing to complain but not willing to support solutions.
Exactly.
You want to complain about what's on MTV, you want to complain about what's on VH1, and I don't mean to preach to the choir, but just period, just putting this out there. People want to complain about what's on VH1, what's on MTV, what's on BET, but they don't want to support independent venues, and I'm not just even saying myself, any independent format that's out there that's trying to give you an alternative to the radio, the mainstream radio, or the alternative to mainstream television and mainstream media, period. So it's very important, not that even that you even support with your money, just support with your time, just support with your effort, just support by blasting, by giving notoriety to, by letting other people know about. So, you know, these things, we're not going to survive if we don't support each other. So it's just about that, and it's not even personal. It's not about what I need to do or making personal success for myself. It's about just supporting the information that I'm putting out there, because there I see so much complaints, and what we do on the show is we focus on the solutions. So, you know, it's definitely, if you're about solutions, if you're about real change, if you're about personal development, personal growth, personal evolution, and growth as a people, growth as humanity, this is the type of things that you need to support. So, I see we don't have any calls in the queue with the hand raised. It's okay, because I think I want to play another one of your tracks. I think I'm going to play That Queendom Come just real quick, and let people hear, you know, a little bit about what we're talking about here. So I'm going to play that right now. Mm-hmm.
To all my beautiful melanated female beings, you are not what we depicted you to be, and I'm sorry. Truthfully, you are our deities with
divine
your God
life.
Beauty. God body, my queen, you have a divine energy. You birth sons of God, so here's my declaration to call you who you are. The rhythm of your body matches my heartbeat. Your eyes seek visions of tomorrow's, wrapped in promises of yesterday's, a feminine balance of humanity. Ignorance betrays you as holes and impure vessels, but you are so much more if the spirit sees. Other earth has sent her seeds to be the calmness to our stormy seas, the roots to our ancient trees. Baby, you are my lily in the valley. God queens, you are my bright and morning sis. Star, your kiss can make the core of earth dance in the fires of paradise. You glare, your glare can cause the heavens to melt into your bosom. Your body is the endowment of afterlife blessings. This is who you are. Life started with you and will evolve into your womb. You God of creation, moon in redemption. Let me be your son. That kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
And that was Brother Israel, the poet, Thy Queendom Come. And that was another great track. I like that track too. And we're just here live finishing it up. The last couple minutes, got 9 minutes left in the live stream. Kicking it with Brother Israel. You still on the line, brother? Yes. I mean, see, it's tracks like that, like stuff like that, you're right. It's like you don't hear that on mainstream. You're not going to hear that. You're not going to turn the radio on and hear positivity like that. You're not going to turn on BET MTV and hear positivity like that.
We've had so many doors closed on us trying to get those on the radio. Like, they just now starting to play Shia Lines on radio stations. One thing that's blessing us, though, is DJs. When I shoot DJs tracks like those, they mix it in with a little Mos Def or something like that to get more exposure. But truthfully, it's hard to get things like that on the radio. So, Blog Talk Radios and a lot of places like this, we need that help and that support to get this heard, because they have an agenda to want certain stuff played, and they got a steel door where you can't get in there to get positive things played through the airways, and that's what people don't understand. Mainstream radio is a corporation, so they have an agenda, but yeah, the DJs are really helping get more exposure with conscious music such as that.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to have everybody know, just let them know one more time, all the ways that they can get in contact with you, that they can support you if, you know, they feel like they want to get behind what we're dealing with here.
Okay, to get more information on the Queendom, you can follow the Queendom, actually, at THA Queendom. That's the Queendom on Twitter. You can follow me personally at Israel the Poet, Izreal the Poet. YouTube to see all my live performances and behind the scenes things of that nature. www.youtube.com/Izreal the Poet. Facebook, you can befriend me. www.facebook.com/Izreal.thePoet. And also, a lot is going on the Queendom Post, so I need everyone to stay up to date with that page and stay up to date with things that's going on. That's www.thequeendompost.blogspot.com. A lot is going on there, so those are the ways to get in contact with me. Also, if you want to book me, You can send an email to IsraelthePoet@yahoo.com.
Thank you for letting everybody know that. So, you know, there's all the ways you can get in contact with the brother. You can get in contact with me. You can get in contact with him. Again, you know, our Facebook page, our fan page on Facebook is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You know, I also blast a lot of the, you know, his Reverb page. I just everything we're dealing with on Conversations with the Queen. You also have conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can follow any information that pertains to the show. So thank you for coming on, Brother Israel. Thank you for being a part of this show. It was a pleasure to have you on. It was a pleasure to speak upon what we needed to speak upon and get this out there into the ethers. So it was definitely
thank
a pleasure
you.
To have you on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for everyone who supports your show. Thank you for everyone who listens in. Thank you for everyone who supports me. And thank you personally for helping me with my career. A lot of people don't know behind the scenes. You are such an aid. I appreciate you so much. So whoever's listening, y'all better expect big things from this movement because we're working and we're going to make some power moves very, very soon. So everyone better get ready and stay tuned.
Exactly. So, yeah, I've been listening into Conversations with the Queen brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station, where you can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back for tomorrow's show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton Sproul, a naturopathic doctor. That's a wonderful show. You know, I'm about holistic health as well. So she's got a wonderful show going over there. Like I said, this is Poetic Energy Network Station. So we about the poets. We about the poetic energy. You know, big ups to Sis Michelle, who be doing her thing. So, you know, we do have open mic segments and everything like that. So hopefully Brother Israel will come on and, you know, display his talents live pretty soon and, you know, just give that nudge to you. But yes, so thank you for everybody who calls in, and like again I said, don't forget to check us out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. So I'm going to play us out with a little bit of Brother Israel, The Art of the Woman featuring Navi.
I don't even want to make love to you,
no.
Baby. Baby, that's not enough.
That's not enough, man.
Let's make heaven and earth. Old things are passed away, but oh, all things become new. And I never knew what heaven smelled like until I entered into your room. Never knew what God, felt like until I entered into your womb. Let your legs be my necklace, your ankles my earrings, baby, be my jewelry. You taste like Fruit Loops and ice cold milk. You and me are conjoined by our ribs, side and hip, baby. You are me, so let me discover myself by exploring you. My godliness is based off of your goddessness. So you be my divine light, God likeness, your dark hue. Baby, your dark hue is that of the lit night Carolina sky. I can sell into your universe all night. Your body, baby, your body is extraterrestrial. I'm talking out of this world. You hold my salvation. I bow at your feet, kissing your thighs. But those are the inner courts. Going further into your holies of holies. You calling my name, I call your name back. We declare our deity to the neighbors. I'm anxious for your big bang to explode. You grab my crown, I swear the earth has tilted on this axis. You, mother of creation, you, God, queen, you divine being. Our sex is like ascending into the galaxies. NASA must have studied your bio makeup. They gotta kill me to break us up. I'm stuck to you like words on pages, holy on Bible, sacred on scriptures, truth on pyramid walls, baby. You write a future, you write
the future that I'm longing to read. And one day I'll show it to our seed, and our harvest will bleed free and be emerald green as we breathe deep love. Hear our vibrations and our heartbeat
beating like poetic portraits. And if our words, were paint, you would be my canvas, and I would stroke you in the color of love's language. And with the right shade of word, I would precisely place verbal paintbrush on your skin while taking the time to touch up the texture in your tone. I'll turquoise blue tell you that the hazel green hieroglyphs in your eyes speak the ancient Kemetic language of consciousness, and that's how I want the world to see you. With words of watercolor, I will begin to vividly detail that dimple over the little crook in your smile that accents the flawless forever that the Creator placed in the pupils of your eyes when He created you, baby. I want a Vincent Van Gogh, the very essence of your laughter. Michelangelo, paint the Sistine Chapel of your inner eyelids so that when you close them, you will see how beautiful you are when you're being described in these words. Other artists tell me not to paint with such abstract words because sometimes they make no sense. But I tell them, forget what y'all say. I'm going to prophetically paint you beautifully like Yah's way. And when I'm done, you will be a master's masterpiece that I will display at every closed open mic and every slam competition that comes open, hoping that someday, someone, somehow, will find the salvation in the sound of these words about you, the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa was only a bootleg preview copy of the one true beauty, and that is you. You are a critic, artistry in motion is what you are, baby. That's exactly what you are, Creator. Give me the ability to speak with the hands like David Gaines. Never brushstroke me silent. Never waste one word. Let me Picasso these prose. Rembrandt release these words and instill life. Capture this moment in the perfect shade of wonderful. Wow, there's a Da Vinci code in your divinity. And with the correct combination of words, I can unlock the infinite color of forever in your spirituality, baby, because you are a beautiful work of art.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is a great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlighten the nation. Here's the Queen.